pick. And the big dunk right there. Ball on the floor for Logic. Can't finish the play. It's tapped out of bounds, and Mack has it back. Morgan does a nice job grabbing a hold, and Diallo now backs it out. Back over to Morgan. Morgan's outside of the arc. Thomas calling for the basketball, but Morgan tries a three. A covered-up three, and awesome. It just knocked the bottom out of it.
He had that look in his eye. He was being guarded pretty closely, but he had that look in his eye like, I'm going to hit this. And he went up, and I was like, go for it. You know, I just felt like he was going to make that nice shot. And that puts us up five now with a minute 28 to go. That's huge.
So the last two possessions, the slam dunk by Thomas and the double clutch three by Lamar Morgan, his first made three-pointer of the night. Couldn't have come at a better time. So you had a premonition on that one, huh?
I think so. I must have, you know, because, you know, I'll tell you what, when Lamar Morgan does, he gets that look in the eye. Boy, you can tell. You can tell it's going to go with that kid.
You know, you talk about a five-point run. Say 5 points isn't a run in that game.
Yes.
It was.
Yes, that was big. Those points were hard to get in that game. And, you know, they were averaging, I think, what, 90-something points
yep.
a game.
Yeah, they're still at 89.5.
Yeah, right.
So it is a scoring machine. In fact, Stephen Lockett scored 30. Kevin, that was a game that West Plains Grizzlies had six players unavailable due to injury or sickness. They only have two unavailable now, but they were without 49 points. If you add up what they averaged, they were without 49 points that night, and they still pushed Mack to double overtime. I was very impressed with West Plains down there.
I was too. I mean, and then people ask about that, and I said, you know, it's not that Mack didn't play well. It's just that West Plains was really they were playing very well, you know, and then things were kind of going their way and everything, but they played really well.
They did, and we saw, I think, one of the better individual performances that we've seen all year in Stephen Lockich. He scored 30, the freshman from Bosnia, and he did it just about every way you can.
Yeah, I've told a few people tonight to be looking out for this kid because he can do it all. He's a good scorer, good slasher, good three-point shooter, good rebounder, can do it all.
All right, he's Kevin Thurman. I'm Chad Speaker. We'll have the call for you tonight. Christian Cooper, engineering and operating our game back in the studio. Coming up next on your pregame show, we'll hear from the head coaches, Chris Pope, the West Plains Grizzlies head man, and then Luke Strege, head coach of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. We'll do that in a minute right here on Super Talk 800.
Hi, this is Rhonda Overberg. We would like to thank some of our sponsors for Night of Superstars. Tracy Palmero at RE/MAX Best Choice. The Overberg team at RE/MAX Best Choice. Mary Catherine of Bankstar One. Modern Woodman, Joshua Kelly. And Bob Kister of the Kister Law Firm. To sponsor a child and change their life, log on to stlnos.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Great to be joined by Chris Pope, now the head coach of the West Plains Grizzlies. And last time we saw him, we saw really one of the games of the year. Coach, I was so impressed with your team. You were without, in fact, I did the math, you were without 49 points per game because you guys were injured and sick. And you pushed Mack to double overtime, had leads late in regulation and in the first overtime, and really had a great chance at that one. I would imagine, I know it hurts to lose every time, but I imagine you were proud of the effort that night.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, guys fought, they battled. You know, that's been, unfortunately, the story for us most of the year. A lot of close games, and won a few and lost quite a few, and we're trying to get that corrected.
Stephen Lakic had a terrific game for you. He scored 30 that night, and there were times where he was almost unguardable.
He has those moments. He's a very talented young man, and when he's got it going, he's pretty hard to stop.
Well, you talk about close misses and close wins. You guys come off a good close win over State Fair. In fact, both of these teams, that was their last game. What did you maybe do in that game in a close win that you haven't done in some of the close losses?
Well, in overtime, we came out aggressive and honestly just took care of the ball. That was a game where we were up, I believe, 16 with just over 2 minutes to go. And turned it over and coughed it up. Just kind of, I don't know if you might say choke, but in overtime came out with the mindset right, took care of the basketball and did what we needed to do to execute down the stretch.
So having played Mac and of course, scouting them, what makes them such a tough team?
Oh, they're long, athletic. They can score it at every position. You know, the defensive presence inside, you know, they're starting 4 and 5, had 9 blocks together against us last time. You know, that's a huge advantage. You think about that, 9 shots around the rim. Normally, say you don't have those guys, that's a lot of points you put on board. So their length, their athleticism makes a big difference. And then, style of play is different than a lot of people. And so that's an adjustment.
What do you feel like your keys are in this game?
Take care of the basketball once again. If you take care of the basketball and execute offensively, it gives you a chance. And then you got to keep them off the glass, you know.
Yep. West Plains head man Chris Pope joining us on our pregame. We're back with more after this right here on KREI.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Good to be joined by Luke Strege now on a pregame show, and got to start the conversation with the last time you faced West Plains. They pushed you farther than anyone has and into double overtime, and they were even without a few guys. I just thought they just played really well last time, I thought.
Yeah, they're really good, and they're similar to us, and then they're very, very balanced, right? They have a lot of guys that can score, and that's hard to guard. You know, their four-man linkage had 30 points and 9 rebounds against us last game, and they're just so big and physical at the rim, and we didn't do a very good job, I guess, of keeping them off the offensive glass and just taking away possessions. So they're very balanced. You can't just focus on one guy. You know, I listened to all the Super Bowl prep, and they talk about Bill Belichick being so good at taking away your best option in football. You know, with this team, and I think that's part of an issue when teams play us, is who do you focus on? And they're similar because across the board they can score, and now they're getting healthier. They're getting some guys back, and you know, this is a really good team.
You know, one of the things that you didn't find out, you already knew, but really further developed, is how clutch your team was, though. With West Plains playing so well, you guys were down 6 with 5 minutes left. You were down 5 in the first overtime. I remember a huge block by Devin Thomas, and then Devin had a dunk, and finally Lamar hit a 3 and a little separation, and that was it. But so many huge plays for you guys to just stick around it long enough to win it.
Yeah, you know, we really got fortunate to get out of there with a win. I mean, that's the only way you can look at it, is we kind of got outplayed and we got beat, except we found a way to win that last game. And that's kind of what you got to do on the road. And then here at home, we've got to do, you know, the opposite. We've got to be aggressive. We've got to get the lead and make them play from behind, and then let our team wear on them, and let our defense wear on them, or let our crowd wear on them a little bit, and make them start to worry. They've got a lot of freshmen who haven't been in a big-time environment like we're hoping to have tonight, and you know, we're going to test them, but we've got to get out and get the lead first, and then make them play from behind in our gym.
made a first full swing through Region 16. Three of the four are on the road and got wins. And now you start the kind of that second swing through, and halfway through would be a nice kind of another step in the region here.
Yeah. So first time through with 3 of 4 on the road, it's an outstanding start for us. But we're only halfway. You know, like you look at our season, and then we're 23 games in. So it feels like you're hitting your end. But then in the region play, we're only halfway, and now we're sitting exactly where we want to sit at 4-0. But we've got a lot of work to do because every region game is a big game for us, and it starts tonight.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Luke Strege joining us on pregame. We're back with more after this on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
All right, a couple of minutes away from tip-off here. And Kevin Thermos, some dignitaries from Mac from days gone by back in the house tonight.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. Jim Smith played here, I believe, in 67. He's from kind of out of Chicago area, but played on some really good Coach Seek teams back in the day. Hadn't been here in 30 years and heard about the winning streak and wanted to come down and check out a game. He now lives in O'Fallon, and he went on to play at Northeastern Illinois, where he was an NCAA top 20 rebounder, is in their Hall of Fame, and then was our first MAC player ever drafted in the NBA. He was drafted by the Lakers.
Jim Smith. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. So I hope he enjoys the game. I hope they put on a good show for him.
Yeah.
And I think they'll give him a little nod at halftime on the court as well. That'd be nice to see also. Another, well, I guess you could say player back in the mix as well. Well, we're going to do national anthem.
Yeah.
We'll step aside for the national anthem, then we'll have your starters. We'll do that coming up next right here on Super Talk 800 KREI Farmington.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Let's bring you the national anthem from the Arcadia Valley Choir here as they step onto midcourts.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled I love
the various high school nights do here at the field house.
I do too. I think it's a neat neat impact to the environment here, the feel of the game.
Great job by the Arcadia Valley Choir.
We've had some great national anthems with the different schools have been.
Tozy Band with Dynamite.
That's right.
Really like them. Let's meet our starters now for the West Plains Grizzlies. They'll start Quinton Gray, a 6'3 freshman. He's from Ontario, Canada, scoring 9.5 a game. Did not play in the previous meeting. Mickey Torres is a 6'3 freshman out of Pinellas Park, Florida. 11.5 for him. Marcus Blackwell, a 6'4 freshman from Bridgeport, Connecticut. 7.5 points for him. Deshaun Coleman in the starting lineup, a 6'4 freshman from San Antonio, 6 points a game for him. And Stephen Lockage, we won't soon forget this guy, a 6'7 freshman from Bosnia. He put up 30 on the Cardinals in the last meeting at West Plains. He averages 15 a game to lead this team in scoring. Darnell Butler, they're telling us, is available tonight, a 14.5 point scorer for this team. The Mineral Area College Cardinals. Well, their usual starting lineup, Sean Roundtree, a 6-foot sophomore out of Edwardsville, Illinois, and a transfer from Missouri State. Darius Thompson has started every game so far. He's got a sore tooth. And Amar Miller is going to start for him tonight.
Is that the first time this year, I believe, right?
First time we've had a different starting lineup the entire year. And Darius woke up today, and his tooth was killing him. And Coach Strege told me he'd be a game-time decision, so... It's the first time all year we've seen any difference in the starting lineup. So Amar Miller from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and a 5'9 freshman in the starting lineup. Devin Thomas, the second leading shot blocker in the country. A 6'8 sophomore from Richmond, Indiana, and a transfer from Lincoln Trail. Zach Cuthbertson leads this team in points and rebounds at 14 and 7.2 out of Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. And Lamar Morgan, they call him the Bird. He's a 6'5 sophomore out of Willingboro, New Jersey. 13.3 points per game for him. Now, a guy that is available tonight, Kevin, is Tyler Cole Ross. He's played in 11 games. He was suspended for a violation of team rules. They wanted to keep that information in-house as to what happened, but we haven't seen him in a long time. He played the first 11 games. We don't know if he'll play, but he's available to play tonight.
So. Yeah, I asked Coach Strege that earlier, and he said that he hoped he would get to play. So I would bet we're going to get to see him. You know what? He brought a lot of energy off the bench. He was kind of the sixth man, and did a really good job with assist and did a lot of little things to help this team out.
He did something in every category
him. He did.
9.5 points, 6 rebounds, and 3.5 assists for Tyler Cole Ross. So if he can get back up to speed, he hasn't even been practicing with the team.
Right.
And Luke Strege said half of the offense we run, we put in since he's been with us. So it'll take him a little bit. So Amar Miller and the starting lineup tonight. We've got Miller, Roundtree, Thomas. We've got Lamar Morgan and Zach Cuthbertson. And we are underway, and the tip is won by West Plains. That was weird. Nobody ever beats Mac on the tip.
No, and it got tipped around two or three times. I think that's why we lost it there.
Top of the key, it's Ricky Torres. Man-to-man defense by Mac as we start this game. The Grizzlies in their blue unis with white numbers and letters and a red outline. Mac in the white uniforms with the black numbers and letters and an outline. And here's a three by Quinton Gray. So the scoring for West Plains. West Plains is hoping to pick up right where they left off at home.
That reminds me of the start last time.
As this team played very well. They got out front early on in the meeting at West Plains. They were up 8-4 early on. Here's Roundtree diving to the hole. What a play. He shifted away from the defense to the left hand and banked it in.
Yeah, like you said, I like the use of the left hand there.
And now it's West Plains with the basketball kicked out of bounds by Amar Miller. I've not seen anyone in person quicker than Amar Miller this year. I asked Amar, have you ever played against anybody quicker? He said the only one guy. He said De'Aaron Fox, the point guard for the University of Kentucky, who is probably the fastest player in all of college basketball this year. And that may be the only guy quicker than Amar Miller. Grizzlies basketball. They'll put it in play from the far sideline. Top of the key, this is Ricky Torres. Leads him in assists at 6.3 per game. Torres drives the left side of the lane, plays it over to the left corner. Three in the air, missing by Blackwell. The backside rebound is pulled down by Cuthbertson. This team can shoot the three. They shoot just under 39%. And Roundtree attacks from the right wing again. Back-to-back buckets for Roundtree. And a 4-3 lead for Mack. Just a little bit over a minute gone. Here's a pass down to the left low block. That's to Giannis Mendy, He's not a scheduled starter, but he is. It's knifed away from him. And Max on a 3-on-2 break. Roundtree, right baseline, underneath. Thomas goes in. Great assist from Miller. And this team does what all great kindergarten classes learn to do. Share, Kevin.
That was awesome. The passes there for that layup. That was good ball movement.
This is a ball club in Mineral Area College that is 17th in the country in assists per game at 19.5 per contest. And you've got guys like Roundtree at 3.5. You've got Thompson at 3 assists a game. Amar Miller at 2 assists a game. Jabril Diallo at 2.5. If any of those guys got 30 minutes a game, I believe they'd be in the top 20 list in the country. But the plain and simple fact is they all share the basketball.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a trademark of Coach Tregi's team is that these guys are not selfish. These guys are team-oriented first, and they're not trying to put up stats for their own. Part of the reason why is a lot of these guys have already signed Division
I. That's a good point. With we think, maybe 3 more to do so.
Right.
On the other side of the season now. So Mac on top, 6-3. 18-20 remaining in the first half. A timeout by Chris Pope right there. See if he can settle his guys down. Lockett sets the screen. They swing it over to the right wing, and Matt comes out in the zone. So they go from half-court man-to-man to half-court zone. And how about the move by Luke Stregi? The other team takes a timeout because they have trouble dealing with the man, and Matt switches to zone, and Cuthbertson slaps it out of bounds. A nifty adjustment there. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Blackwell to put it in play. He's got Torres, head of the key. He gets the ball to him, and Blackwell launches from 26 feet. Oh, he hit it! Marcus Blackwell shoots 49% outside of the arc. So maybe that one was not quite so out of character for him.
No, that was a deep three. Like you said, 26-footer. That's way behind the line.
Great shot by Torres, and we're tied at 6. Cuthbertson on the right wing, and he lobs it underneath for Thomas. Thomas bounces way in the air, gathers himself, and punches it off the window for 2. Zach Cuthbertson can post up like a big man. He can face up and drive like a 2. He can pass like a point guard. He's such an all-around player. And an 8-6 lead for Mack. A lob down underneath for Mendy. Mendy attacks the rack. He split a double team to do that and hooked it in. Nifty play by Mendy.
Yeah, that was a hard play. Like you said, he had to go between 2 of the Mack players and kind of hook it up there with his left hand for a nice shot.
Cuthbertson's got it all down along that right corner. So Zach Cuthbertson, Kevin, now is shooting 48% outside of the arc. He started the year 1-for-11.
Yeah, if he keeps it up, he's going to be well over 50%.
Yep. He's 38th in the country right now in shooting percentage. He just made enough to qualify right this time. Right, so now it's Miller, 5 on the shot clock. Amar drives, spins a 360, plays to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson slashing along the baseline. He missed the rim on the shot, and so the shot clock expires, and West Plains will have it back. 15. We're tied at 8. And 16-46. Remaining in our first half. And you mentioned on the pregame, Kevin, the Grizzlies love to play up-tempo basketball. They score nearly 90 points a game. They've got it in the backcourt here. Mac, I guess you could say, held them to 91 because it was in double overtime. So the end of regulation, Mac had held them under their average last time. There's a back cut now and a good pass by Lockett, but the layup was blown by Gray. Roundtree's got the rebound. He attacks the other way. Morgan, a transition 3, and he missed it. Rattled it in and out. Mendy goes above the rim for the rebound. Hands it off to Torres. Ricky's on the run. Roundtree does a nice job shutting him off. Now they play to Mendy, and Mendy threw it out of bounds over along the far sideline. And we've got our first substitution as Lane Duncan checks in. And if you thought this Marcus Blackwell shot the 3 well, Lane Duncan, 54%.
Yeah, he
outside of the arc.
He had some big shots in that double overtime game.
Yep, he had a couple of triples last time. Good shooter. Duncan was 2-for-5. He was 2-for-5 outside of the arc last time. That means he had an off game.
Yeah, right.
We should all have off games like that. Now Diallo and Leros are in for Mac. Jabril drives it in, and he looked to pass it right there. Got fouled by Gray, but when Jabril is at his best, Kevin, he's going to the rim with that
drive. Yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't going to the rim with that one because he made a good move, and I thought, here we go, because he's taking that to the rack. And then at the very last minute decided to try to pass it, but he was fouled on the play.
Yep, and now it's Amar Miller to put it in play along the baseline right of the bucket. He threw it away to Mendy. Mendy with that big wingspan grabbed it away from him now, and it's a lob up the floor to Torres in the right corner. He launches for 3 and connects. Ricky Torres punches in a 3, and 3 threes already hit by West Plains. They've got a 3-point lead, 11 to eight.
Okay, load,
Grizzlies
load it.
Play a zone here, a 3-2 variety. Miller to the right corner. That's to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson looking for a lob, but everybody collapsing around. Leros skip passes to Diallo, head of the circle. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Cuthbertson in the left corner. Looks for a drive. Zach gets to the middle. Rises up and jams it. 4 points for Cuthbertson. And we've got a one-point game. Stop-and-go drive by Torres. Plays to the high post. Mendy now to the left corner with some quick passing. And Duncan splashes one home. Boy, that's about as good as half-court passing gets.
Boy, they're passing it well, and they're finding the open three-point shot. Hitting four of them so far.
Sure are. 14-10. And it's a lead for West Plains. We're just 5 minutes into this one. Cuthbertson had the last score. He backs it out to Morgan. Now Miller, lob to Leros. Leros going to spin it out to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson, a wing three. Missed it. I thought it was deflected off the Grizzlies. They say no. And really, Cuthbertson, he rarely misses from the corner.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Hit very often.
Yeah, the corner, kind of down by the baseline, the corner, man, he seems like he's automatic. When he's out on the wing or top of the key, it seems like those aren't always the automatic ones.
So here's Ricky Torres running the point for West Plains. And Gray curls up, left elbow extended, and Diallo rips it off, heads the other way. Jabril lays it in for two. And another quick timeout. This time by Mineral Area, 14-28 remaining in the first half. It's a 14-12 for the visitors from West Plains. And we're back in a minute right here on AM800 KREI.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. First 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Nuera Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Nuera Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Nuera Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at nuerabank.com to learn more. Nuera Bank, member FDIC.
A 14-12 lead for West Plains. Kevin, the Grizzlies 10-12, but they want to save their best stuff for Mineral Area because they look sharp early on.
Well, one thing about being the top team in the region, you've always got a target on your back, and all the teams are always gunning for you. And it's a big game for them, and it seems like they kind of rise to the occasion when that's there. Another thing, too, is we're leaving them open on those three-point shots, and they're hitting them. They're taking advantage, so we've got to do a better job of covering that three-point shot.
That's a good point. So head of the circle, it's a half-court trap by Mac Torres driving that baseline now, and he dishes it over to Lockett. Diallo rises above, and he thumps that one out of bounds. The good news is that he thumped that out of bounds. The bad news is that Lockett was set up once again, and the Grizzlies effectively driving and dishing.
Yep.
So bouncer intended for Mendy. Roundtree slapped it back out. Ricky Torres is the inbounder. And they hand it off to Torres. Going to do the same thing all over again. And it's a lob out to Lockett. Lockett from Bosnia scored 30 points the first time these two played. They get it down underneath to Mendy. I thought he walked, but they say he lost the ball and then got tied up. And so Mac has it back. 14-12, the lead for West Plains. I want to thank Hubs Pub for sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal basketball. Also, First State Community Bank of Farmington and Park Hills. Roundtree, Diallo, Cuthbertson, Leros, and Morgan, the five on the floor for Mac. They'll go to Leros on that left elbow. Leros skips it down to the right corner. Diallo pumps up a three. Missed it. Battle for the rebound, and Cuthbertson climbed his back. Some substitutes here as Darnell Butler. This guy has played only 12 games this season because he's had injuries, but he scores 14.3 a game. And go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I was going to say, the crowd's going wild. A lot of the student section, the volleyball team, the golf team, they're cheering real loud. Tyler, we see a Tyler Cole Ross sighting. He's into the game.
All right, so Tyler Cole Ross played the first 11 games. He's missed the last 12. He's in the ball game now for Mineral Area. Welcome back to Tyler Cole Ross. A drive by Coleman. He's cut off. Great job by Roundtree, who nearly stole it away from him. But then he recovers, drives it, hit the bucket, but it'll be a charging violation, and Diallo got set up just outside of that restricted area.
That was a great drive by Jabril to come across. He knew he was cutting across, and he came and got set up right there outside that arc and drew that charge. That was a great play by Diallo.
Luke Streggy's favorite play,
yep.
Taking the charge. So, Tyler Cole Ross in the ballgame along with Diallo, Leros, Cuthbertson, and Roundtree. The bouncer to Leros on the left elbow. If Leros is in there, the ball's going to him on the left elbow. That's what they run yeah. with. He's in there. Skip pass. Cuthbertson looks for the slash. Spins a 360. Jumps up and scores it. He's just too much of an athlete.
Well, that was a difficult shot that he made look really easy.
Ridiculous. Now this is Giannis Mendy. He drives, and a good dive by Roundtree. Out of bounds, and saves it back. Cuthbertson drives it, throws it underneath. Leros watches the defense fly by, and he misses the layup. 14-14. West Plains has it back. A bullet pass, Mendy. Mendy, left low block, tapped out of bounds off of Diallo. Thomas going to check back in for Leros. Leros frustrated. He knows he should have hit that shot.
Yeah, that was a dink shot there. He should have had that one.
So the nation's second leading shot blocker back in the ballgame for Mack. And the pass is into Butler. Didn't see him last time these two played. But a great score. Shoots 47% outside of the arc. Butler squares for three. Roundtree closes out. Mack in a 2-3 zone. And now he'll launch that three. And Butler rims it in and out. And Thomas climbs the ladder
wow.
to grab that rebound.
Impressive.
Throws it up the floor to TKR. He drives through. Plays it over to Cuthbertson.
Yeah.
Who jumps up and jams it in. And that's what Tyler Cole Ross can give this team, is blending in wherever they need him to. Thomas now fouls his man. Good pump fake by Lane Duncan. He scores it. And I don't know if that's just a good basketball play by Lane or if he knows this guy's a shot blocker.
Right.
What if I throw him a pump fake? But either way, it worked out for him.
Yeah, that was a smart play. I tell you what, on the other end, though, Tyler Cole Ross bringing the ball down the left sideline and made a nice little pass for the thunderous slam dunk.
Very nice play. TKR. This is Lane Duncan. Averages 11 points per game, and he's got six early on in this one. After capitalizing on the three-point play, and it's a 17-16 lead for West Plains. We're at the 12-15 mark of the first half. Roundtree, head of the circle. That'll be a man-to-man defense being played by the Grizzlies here. Mendy's guarding Roundtree, and that, my friends, is a mismatch as Sean drives on him. Now the plays to Bird. Bird drives it through. Difficult shot. Cuthbertson grabs a loose ball and scores it. 10 for Zach. Is this guy active? Now up the floor, ball in the hands of Butler. Butler double-teamed out along that left wing, and the ball stolen away by Diallo. Diallo up the floor, and Cuthbertson tried to track it down, but pass was just too long, even for the super speedy Cuthbertson. Miller in, Diallo out.
You got to hand it to Diallo, though. He did a nice job. Just that tenacity on defense was all over his man and was able to get the steal.
1-2-2, full court press by Mack. Grizzlies have Coleman in the backcourt, fired across to Mendy. Mendy to Torres. And Ricky Torres plays it down to the right corner to Duncan. Duncan plays it down underneath inside. First shot up, missing by Mendy as it was redirected by Thomas. Second shot up, Thomas grabbed the rim on his block shot attempt. And so that's a goaltend, and Mendy has the bucket.
But it was a nice block. One more block to add to his resume right there.
Devin Thomas, 77 total blocks coming in. He's got two more tonight to give him 79. That's second in the country. He is fifth in blocks per game at 3.3. It's a 19-18 lead for the West Plains Grizzlies. And as Miller tries to take the dribble over to the right wing, he is fouled by Darnell Butler.
New shot clock. Lines, new shot clock.
11-18 remaining in the first half. A fun ball game so far. And 19-18, the one-point advantage going to the Grizzlies.
15,
at 10-12 on the year, but as we said, pushed Mack to double overtime in the first meeting. This is Roundtree now backing it out to half court. Looking at this zone, skips it over to the left corner. But it is open three by Morgan. He turns it down and drives it and pumps it off the window for two. And Morgan has put Mack on top, 20-19. Full court pressure. Cuthbertson to the head of the 1-2-2 zone. Torres has it head of the circle. A bouncer to Mendy. Mendy working against Roundtree in there. Now he fires it outside. Butler's three won't go. Battle for the board. It's on the deck. Morgan goes down to grab it, but they're going to call a kick against Mack. That'll be West Plains basketball. Lockett's checking back in along with Gray. And Mendy will step back out along with Torres. So 20-19, Mineral Area on top by a point. And the Grizzlies have the basketball right at the bucket along the baseline. That's Gray to put it in. Fires it out front. Ball in the hands of Coleman there. Coleman quickly spins it over to the left wing. That's to Butler, who drives, stops, and pumps it through for two and puts his team back out front. 21-20. Darnell Butler, his first two, 6'4 freshman out of Lafayette, Indiana. Grizzlies going to set up in the half court. Man, Miller, top of the key, loses his man and flies by Lockett and laid it in. Bounced four times on the rim. Well, he got a friendly roll there.
Yeah, the little guy comes in amongst the trees and is able to get it up and in.
We toggle back and forth, and Mack is back on top, 22-21. This full court pressure has given the Grizzlies a little bit of a problem so far in this ball game. They enter it to Lockett. Lockett drives. He's surrounded. Sends it back out to Butler. Head of the circle, Gray. Gray has it right at the top of the keys, guarded by Cuthbertson. Trying to work off of a screen. They'll change men. And now there's a drive by Coleman. A lot of contact, no call. And it's Morgan with the rebound. Morgan hands it off to Miller. Load over to the right wing. Transition three. Roundtree spun it all the way around, but couldn't hit the three. Thomas saves it back in, but Gray grabs it. Gray quickly up the floor, scoots it back to Lockett, the trailer, head of the circle. Now down to the right corner. This is Duncan with a drive. Duncan stops in the lane. Miller slides it away from him. Morgan now has it on the run. He's being muscled around, lost the ball, and Duncan grabs it back. Duncan now brings it up the floor. He wants to attack the rack. Stops deep in the paint and stepped on the baseline. That was a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, a lot of ragged play there. Back and forth, and now they kind of reset a little bit here.
22-21, Mineral Area College by just a point. Against this somehow 10-12 West Plains Grizzly team that looks tough and tough every time we see it. Head of the circle, round three now. Mack with a one-point lead in the basketball. Here's Miller at the head of the circle. And it's a 3-2 zone. Morgan over to the right side. That's Roundtree. Five on the shot clock. Miller. Miller straight on. Pumps it back over to Tree. 3-2. Roundtree just inside of the arc. And pumps it in. 6 points for John Roundtree. And he says, hey, I had that all along, man. Justin Story. Tyler Cole Ross headed to the scorer's table. A three-point advantage for Mineral Area College. Mack led 6-3. But other than that, this has been their largest lead at the 8:20 mark of the first half. Top of the key, that's Gray. Plays it down to the right corner. Lockett driving on Cuthbertson. Spins, fires, missed it. Rebound down, and it's Cuthbertson coming out of the pack with the basketball. Lockett had 19. Kevin, 19 first half points. The first time we played them. Tonight, zero so far.
Well, I would imagine there's probably a little game plan situation going on in that scenario.
They said we've heard of this guy
yeah,
before.
Yeah, that's right.
A traveling violation whistle against Mack. So here's a lineup we haven't seen in a while. Miller, Story, Thomas, Roundtree, and Tyler Cole Ross. And in comes Isaiah Brown for the Grizzlies, another one of the players that was unavailable the first time these two played. Averages just under 6 per game. Ricky Torres running the point, guarded by Miller. Torres fires it to the right elbow. This is to Lockett. Lockett hands it off. Torres trying to come around him. Tyler Cole Ross dives on the floor, grabs a hold, shuttles it back to Thomas. Great effort play by Ross. And now Roundtree fires it ahead to the left corner. Miller out to Tyler Cole Ross. Pump fake on the three. Slides inside. Fires it to Story. Now outside of the arc, it's Thomas. He connects! Devin Thomas pumped it in! 7-for-14 outside of the arc. This kid's shooting 50% outside. 27-21. Mack leading by 6. And a nifty play by Quinton Gray as he spins and circles it off the window for 2. A turnover by Mack, just ran into some traffic, and Arija ripped him off. Dwayne Arija, and now it's a drive by Sean Roundtree, who came from behind Arija.
That a way to make up for that turnover on the other end.
It sure was. He picked him clean. Roundtree has 8, and Mack is on top by 6. 29-23, and what a play by Tree. Pulling up just inside of the three-point arc. Brown missed it. Story's got the rebound. Justin throws it ahead. This is Tyler Kohlross, and he flips it out to Miller. Miller in between the circles, 6:40 remaining in the first half. Amar, crossover dribble, backs it on out again. Now he's looking for a drive, spins, throws it up, got it to go! Amar Miller!
It's a pleasure to watch that kid, isn't it?
It surely is. It surely, surely is. And a timeout now on the floor. 31-23. Mac leads by 8. 6:28. Remaining in the first half. We're back in a minute on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
So an 8-point advantage for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, and they put the West Plains Grizzlies in a tough spot here. Mack led by 6 in the first half on the road at West Plains, but that was their largest lead. It was. West Plains led by 7 at one point in that first meeting. 31-23, Mack by 8 with 6:24 remaining in the first half. Ricky Torres has it at the head of the circle. They're trying to get Lockage free. He comes off a screen, but can't make a move to the bucket. Origa now backs it out. He's on the right wing. To the right corner, Brown. Brown to the top of the key. Gray swings it quickly left side. Torres, and Torres misses the three. Up for the rebound, Thomas. Thomas over to Miller on the right wing. Lamar's got 4 points on a couple of dandy drives to the bucket. 15. For the first time, Mineral Area has a chance to lead by double digits. Miller dribbles it, right wing, plays it over to Story, right back to Thomas, and right back to Miller on the right wing. 10 on the shot clock. Thomas down underneath, trying to carve some space. Top of the key, Story with 5. Out to Tyler Kohlross. 3, 2, 1. Ross throws it up at the buzzer. It's off the rim, and the rebound down to West Plains. Lockett's grabbed the rebound. Now Origa in the forecourt, over to Torres. Torres flies it over to the right corner. That's to Gray, who drives it and plays it right back over to the left corner. And Lockage missed the three. Now the rebound by Thomas. Outlet pass. Diallo's on the move and finger rolls it in. That's 94 feet in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, he was going full speed at that basket and was able to finger roll that in right over the top of the basket.
4 points by Jabril, and Mack leads by 10 for the first time and another turnover. Tyler Kohlross out of the pack. It's a 3-on-2. Attack to the left side. Miller down to the right side. Story. Count that bucket! And Mineral Area College is on top by 12. 35-23.
Boy, it's all happening on this defensive end here, getting lots of steals, lots of forced turnovers here.
Out of the circle, this is Lockage over to the left wing. This is Brown. Brown to the left corner. And ball in the hands of Origa there, covered up well by Story. Top of the key, Miller. Miller guarded Torres. Lockett shoveled the feet, no call. Slashes in and fires it behind the backboard. And that was an air ball times two. Mack has it back.
They're just, they've got West Plains all out of sync here. They're just trying to force things and rush too much. And you got to hand it to this Mineral Area defense, doing a great job.
Kevin, Tyler Kohlross is not a 20-point scorer, but doesn't it feel here in the first half like a piece has been added?
Yeah, it really does.
That makes everything fit a little bit better?
Yeah.
35-23. Mineral Area College leads it by 12. 35-23, 4:20 remaining in the first half. A 2-3 zone being played by West Plains. It's a pass underneath to Thomas. Couldn't control it, but it goes off the window and right back to Mack. A drive by Diallo. Double clutch. Spins it off the window. Jabril has a half a dozen, and the Cardinals are getting it cranked up. 37-23. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Mack leads by 14 points. Torres now has it on the right wing. He backs it out. Roundtree watches him there. Over to the left wing. A three by Gray. Missed it badly. Rebound out of bounds. It's off of Mack. Kevin, West Plains hit some threes early on, but as those have stopped falling, their offense has kind of gone away.
Yeah, they were kind of relying on that to begin the game, and the rest of the game hasn't really came through for them, and that last one was just a bad air ball. And just happened to be batted out of bounds. That Lamar Morgan had it, and then went to adjust hands and kind of lost it out of bounds there.
The officials come over to the scorer table to make a clarification, and that allows us to thank Patterson Well Drilling of Cadet for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball, Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston, and Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve. The Grizzlies have it. Mack has the lead, 37-23. Grizzlies basketball played into Mendy. Mendy now looks back high, back cut, Lockage, and there's a meeting at the rim, and Lockage wins this time over the top of Thomas. First score for Stephen Lockage. The guy scored 30 last time. 3.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Roundtree, top of the key. Dribbles it, barks it out, over to the left wing. This is Diallo. Diallo has Thomas on that left elbow. He's just going to keep that dribble alive. Now looks for a drive, jumps up, fires to Roundtree in the right corner. And now it's Thomas to Roundtree. 5-4, Roundtree outside of the arc. 3-2, lob it underneath Thomas. Off the window, missed it, grabbed his own rebound, rises up, goes to the other side, finishes the play. Devin Thomas has 7, and Mineral Area College leading it by 14 points, 39-25. There's a drive by Gray. Diallo keeping him back outside. Mack over plays, and they'll be rewarded. Well, I thought with a tie-up, Lockage dove on the floor and called a timeout as soon as he grabbed it. So 39-25, 2:52 remaining in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
39-25, Mineral Area College on top by 14 points. And Kevin, the Mac Cardinals have taken a complete run through Region 16. They won 3 of those 4 games on the road, too. So they've got 3 of 4 now at home in the second swing through.
Yeah, but still a couple of tough games, you know, left to go. I tell you, every team in this region, it seems like you can almost throw out the records because they're all going to be good games. And, of course, Saturday is going to be the biggest of them all coming up.
That'd be a monster one at Moberly. A pass to the interior. Diallo rips it off. Jabril dribbling with his eyes forward, scanning the floor ahead. Stops his dribble at the left elbow, backs it out. 2:35 remaining in the first half. Jabril comes off the screen from Laros on that right elbow, plays to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson outside of the arc, goes to Diallo in the right corner. Jabril says clear it out. Now we'll reset. Top of the key. 10 seconds remaining. I thought it was a walk by Cuthbertson. No call. Lob it underneath. Hey, a hook shot by Lamar Morgan. The ever-expanding game
That's
of Lamar
exactly
Morgan.
That's exactly right. What I was going to say. Start beginning of the year, nothing but threes. Since then, he has just really took his game to the next level, doing all kinds of shots.
Great defense by Cuthbertson. The drive by Lockage, and he was blocked up by Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson gets it. Pass ahead. Middle of the lane. Move it out to the left corner. And there's Morgan. Drive, stop, pop, yeah. Got it again. Hook shot by Morgan, followed by a drive and a stop and a dime shot by Lamar Morgan. He's got 6. And 43-25, Max starting to dominate this ball game, leading by 18 points. A missed 3 in the left corner. That one will fall for Duncan. Diallo has the rebound. On the run, Cuthbertson steps through the traffic and lays it in. A 20-point lead for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And now here's another turnover. Roundtree grabs it at midcourt. Sean gets it into the forecourt now. Takes it into the teeth of the defense and makes it in over the 6-7. Giannis Mendy. Everything's working.
This team is fun, isn't it? Wow.
47-25. And the Cardinals coming at him in waves. Ricky Torres misses the 3. Grabs his own rebound. Plays it to Duncan. Duncan tries to throw it through a defender. Loose ball taken by Lockage. And a smart foul by Bird.
Yeah, because there's nobody between Lockage and the rim there, so he smartly kind of grabbed his arm there.
That's a flurry of haymakers. It was like Sugar Laid Leonard was out there throwing punches.
Well, I'm telling you what, again, it starts on the defensive end with some great defensive pressure, but These guys can't be stopped in that transition game. I'm amazed at how these guys are able to get to the rim and to score every time, and that in traffic the way they do.
Just flying down the floor. Here's Lockich on the inbound. He snuck around Cuthbertson somehow and scored it. 56 seconds remaining in the first half. 47-27. Mack leading it by 18 points. This is a team that pushed them to double overtime a few weeks ago. Lamar Miller has it at the top of the key over to the right wing. Roundtree down to the right corner. That's Cuthbertson, 10 on the shot clock now. Roundtree to Miller to the left corner. There's Morgan. Morgan trips the trigger on a triple, but he missed it. Thomas fighting hard for the rebound, and it goes off of Blackwell and out of bounds. And Mack has another chance at it, I think. So a timeout by Luke Strege. 30 seconds remaining in the first half. 47-27. Let's keep it right here during this break. Kevin, I'm having a hard time identifying anything the Mac hasn't done well in the first half.
No, they've done everything well. Defense, shooting. And Coach Strege was pretty smart right there. The time clock was getting down. He was hoping for a two-for-one possession. He told Morgan to shoot it with about 36, 37 seconds. He did. The good news is we were able to get the rebound. So now with 30.3 seconds on the game clock and 30 seconds on the shot clock, they're still now able to hold it now for the last shot.
A defensive frenzy fueling the fast break opportunities,
yes,
which you mentioned. The transition game has been awesome. But Mack also has been patient in the half-court game and has done pretty well deep in the shot clock.
Yeah, they have. In fact, they even got called for a shot clock violation once, which doesn't happen very often.
So 47-27. And next up for Mack, Kevin kind of alluded to it, will be meeting with top-10 ranked Moberly, a team that they defeated here a few weeks ago. Moberly then went on to lose their next game as well to Division II Penn Valley, but they've since righted themselves. That's going to be a burner, I think.
I think so. I mean, obviously, they're going to be amped like ever for that game. And I know that it'd be great to see as many Mac fans as we can make that trip to Moberly, because that's going to be the game of the year, I think.
Yep.
At least
the second game.
At least
of the year,
so
right?
far, the second game. Yeah, we had the first game.
Yep.
Yeah, every game seems to get more and more, but but then after that, it gets even. I mean, it's going to be more fun as we get further into the region and then into the region tournament play, and hopefully so on and so on.
Yeah. So I like the so on. 47-27, Mack by 20 with a basketball. Roundtree to put it in play, fires it all the way into the backcourt to Amar Miller. And he'll bring it across the timeline. Difference between the shot clock and the game clock, negligible. So this, by all rights, should be the final possession of the first half. It sounds like fireworks are going off in the PA system. And now at the top of the key, it's Thomas. Hands it off to Roundtree. Roundtree likes to get everybody where they need to be. He's good at it. He's looking at the 3-2 zone right here with 10, with 9. Sean, head of the circle to the right wing. Miller with 7. 6 to the right corner. Bird, 5, 4. A lob to Roundtree with 3, 2. Roundtree loses the basketball, fires it up at the buzzer off the top of the backboard. 47-27. The Mineral Area College. Cardinals with a first half blitzkrieg against the visitors from West Plains. Your halftime show in 2 minutes on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company.
Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
At the half, the Mineral Area College Cardinal men leading visitors from West Plains 47-27. And a nice bit of halftime announcing as Jim Smith went to the center court. And Kevin, you told us a little bit about Jim Smith in the pregame. A humble gentleman as well. He didn't want really any fuss to be happening when he came back, but you got to recognize a guy like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, just a couple years ago, with help with the St. Francis Rotary Club, we started the Mineral Area College Hall of Fame. And so we went and looked at some of the Hall of Fame people that are on the board. Of course, Coach Seekers being one of our first inductee, that was his coach. Said it was his coach and his baseball coach. He played, Coach talked him into playing baseball here. So he said he played baseball for Coach Seek and basketball.
Jim Smith did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he talked about what a great, and of course everybody we talked to with Seekers talks about what a fabulous man and family and the wife and the whole family, you know, was. And so anyway, Jim is on the list of nominations to go in the Hall of Fame, so we'll look to see him in the Hall of Fame here in the next few years.
And became the first Cardinal ever to play professionally, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, with some pretty neat players, you know. So he had some neat stories to tell. So it was nice for him to come down. Said he hadn't been down here in many years, and he's really having a good time and was glad to be able to honor him a little bit here at halftime.
It was nice to see him recognized. The fans being entertained here at the half by the Arcadia Valley dance group. It is Arcadia Valley night here at the field house. Big sign for AV. Seeing a whole lot of their players. In fact, a future Arcadia Valley or a future MAC player.
Yeah. Speaking of Arcadia Valley night, we got Briar Johnson sitting there right next to me.
Briar Johnson having a great senior season at Arcadia Valley. She'll be playing on this floor next year. Speaking of, the MAC women are on the road tonight at Arkansas Baptist in Little Rock. Don't have a score on their game right now, but we'll see if we can get to one as we push along throughout this contest. So, all right, we'll go through the individual scoring. We'll do that after this timeout. At the break, 47-27. It's MAC by 20. We're back after this right here on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Hello everybody, this is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Well, there's another Region 16 game going on right now on regional radio. The Jeffco ladies are sticking with Three Rivers pretty well. 38-35, Three Rivers is up. That is toward the end of the third quarter, so that's on AM 1400 KJF tonight.
Yeah, good for Jefferson to be able to stick with Three Rivers. Three Rivers is, you know, is having a pretty good year this year on that women's side, so that's great for Jeffco.
Well, we saw them run through Mac in that meeting earlier.
Yeah, that was one of our uglier games, I think. Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, let's do the halftime scoring now. The West Plains Grizzlies get 5 points by Quinton Gray. Ricky Torres with 3. Lane Duncan has 6 points to lead the Grizz. Stephen Lockich with 4. 2 points by Darnell Butler. Giannis Mendy with 4 and 3 points for Marcus Blackwell. Uh-oh, looks like bad news for the Mineral Area ladies, Kevin.
Yeah, it looks like they... looks like they play a tough game, but they lost 69-72, lost by 3, and looked like Haley Winter had 25 points and Olivia White had 16 as well. And looks like they outscored them in the second half, but gave up 28 in the second quarter. That really hurt us.
Well, one bucket ball game.
So they also hit 15 threes in that game.
Wow.
So it's hard to outcome 15.
You know, Arkansas Baptist is a hard team to figure. I don't know if they had some players starting second semester that they didn't first semester. I'm really not sure, but they're 5-15. 4 of those 5 wins have come in their last 5 games. And one of those wins was against the 15-5 Iowa Western team.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on with them.
Well, yeah, that's a tough loss. You want to go down there and get that win. I know Coach is going to be a little upset. He wanted to get that win, but at least sound like they played pretty well.
He did, yeah. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led by Zach Cuthbertson with 10 points. Now, Sean Roundtree also had 10. Amara Miller with 4. Devin Thomas with 7. Jabril Diallo with 8. And Lamar Morgan also had 8 and did not hit a 3. Morgan did it on drives, putbacks, and a whole bunch of fun stuff. But I thought, as much as anything, that the Cardinals just attacked defensively and played so well together offensively.
Exactly. I mean, again, good defensive tenacity, good defensive pressure, able to get a lot of turnovers and steals and force into bad passes. The transition game was exceptional, able to finish on a lot of those transitions. And overall play was just, you can't really ask for much better.
It'd be nice to see a duplicate of that in the second half. We'll wait and see, but
yep.
That'd be nice.
Yes, sir.
47-27 is our halftime score. And let's thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve, Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge in Irondale, and also Crown Collision of Farmington. Pretty good crowd for a Wednesday night, I'd say, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, the crowds have been getting more and more. I think as this team gets doing better and better, we get more and more people come out. You know what I think of that Moberly game? We had a lot of people come out, and people were kind of realize, well, you know, this is kind of fun coming out watching these Cardinals play. And so I think we're getting more and more people because of that nice Moberly game where we had you couldn't fit another person in this gym on that Saturday.
Every seat was taken, and they were 3 deep behind the basket standing on the pathway. Yeah,
exactly right. And, folks, we got a couple more big games coming up. We got Three Rivers going to be here in a couple Saturdays, and then we've got State Fair then on the 25th for the homecoming game. So those are going to be two more great big region games.
Not many games left.
I mean, no, we're really – I mean, those are the last two big region games here. You've got a couple others games here, but that's those are the Saturday games that we expect this place to be absolutely rocking.
Yep, and we hope it is. We certainly hope it is. 47-27 at the half. It's been all Cardinals. That was close early. West Plains had a modest lead early. They were up 14-10, and then it really kind of toggled back and forth, but Matt grabbed a three-point advantage at 24-21 and then just absolutely took off after that. It was 21-20, West Plains, I believe. And after that point, Mack closes the first half in the final 8 minutes on a 27-6 tear.
Yeah, 27-6. You know, and a lot of that, a couple things. One is in the beginning of that game, West Plains really did a good job of hitting their threes. And, you know, we did leave them open a little bit. They got some open looks, but they did a good job of nailing them. They hit their threes. Handed to Mineral Area, they kind of shut that down after the first few minutes, and they did a nice job shutting down the player on West Plains, Lockich, that scored 30 points last time, holding him to, I believe, just 4 points, yeah. So you got to hand it to them. Good defensive pressure, and they ran away with it the last 15 minutes of that first half.
West Plains is a very good three-point shooting team at 39% on the year, but kind of what you said, West Plains kind of allowed their three-point shooting to dictate their offense. When that went away, they didn't have much else to go.
Exactly.
To.
Yeah, they were kind of living on that, feeding on that, and then when Mack did it, was able to take that away. They kind of got out of kilter a little bit, and Mack took advantage and really started pressing the ball the other way.
You know, which is really not what happened in the first meeting. West Plains drove the ball. Their mid-range game was good. They got in transition. In fact, Lockick, who led them with 30 points, did not hit a three.
No, he did most of his scoring kind of in the paint, kind of the high post paint area. And they were able to get the ball to the rim quite a bit, which is, you know, something a lot of teams have trouble doing against the Mineral team. But they found a way to do it. They had some good interior passing and was able to get him a lot of good looks. And tonight's Max shutting that interior game down. They're having a hard time getting it to the high post, which is kind of where a lot of their offense is kind of ran out of. And with Mack being able to shut that down, they're trying to kind of come up with some alternatives that just aren't working.
Lockich also was 10% at the foul line the first time. So
yeah,
Mack is guarding him without fouling him, too, which
that's right.
Certainly is helpful. And it did cost West Plains a little bit going to the rim because I had Thomas and Cuthbertson with a combined 12 blocks in that ball game. Now, one thing that West Plains did a nice job with, though, in driving to the rim in the first meeting, is getting to the free throw line. They shot 34 free throws, and they made 24 of them. Now, a portion of that was Mack trying to come back late, fouling, and putting them at the line.
Right.
But that was just a small portion.
Right.
So that's the way the last game went. Not this game. 47-27. It's all Mack in the first half. Your second half in 1 minute on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flig's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ludington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ludington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ludington exit, Highway 67. Flig's equipment. Let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ludington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ludington.
Starters, same as the first. The Grizzlies will have Gray, Torres, Coleman, Lockich, and Blackwell. And then for Mack, it's Miller, Roundtree, Thomas, Cuthbertson, and Morgan. Darius Thompson on the shelf tonight with a bad tooth. Oh, that's smart. Hope he gets to feeling better. Grizzlies basketball now over to the right wing. It's Quinton Gray outside of the arc. Picks the dribble up. Roundtree closes out on him. Down to the right corner, and Torres lights it up from three. He hit his first three to start the ball game as well.
I was going
to
say.
Does the same thing there.
Starting the second half as we did the first.
So Roundtree's got it. Man-to-man pressure by the Grizz. Over to the right wing, this is Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson lobs to Thomas, head of the circle, back to the right side. And there's Roundtree driving it on Mendy. Why, how did they think Mendy can keep Sean from driving it? That's a complete mismatch. But they've had Mendy on Sean a lot
of
the time.
Right.
And now here's a drive by Torres. And Miller thought that he slapped the ball away. Instead, they'll call him for the foul. So Torres going to the free throw line. They'll have two shots upcoming. First foul on Amar. The only problem in being as quick as Amar is when a guy gets by you, your coach isn't going to settle for that.
That's true.
So Torres at the free throw line misses the first. An 81% free throw shooter. 81%, he missed that one. I didn't even jinx him either. Torres back to the line, Mack by 19 points, 49-30. And Torres hits this one. He's got seven. It'll be half-court man-to-man, played by West Plains. And now here's Roundtree. They must have got caught in a switch when Roundtree drove it on Mendy just a little bit ago. Now here's Miller, two-handed chest pass, Cuthbertson right wing outside of the arc, now to the left wing, and Roundtree, a deep three from 25 feet, missed it short. Lockich goes high for the rebound. Passes to Gray, Quinton to the left corner. That's to Lane Duncan. Lane driving that left baseline, floats it out to half court, Gray. So Gray guarded by Miller, dribble weave handoff to Torres. Torres backs it out to half court. He gets the instruction from his coach, Chris Pope. Eight on the shot clock. They lob it underneath. Pass intended for Lockage. He stumbles out of bounds and throws it to the left corner where Duncan switches the three. So two threes made by West Plains over the first 2 minutes of the second half. Exact same thing they did in the first half.
It is an eerie feeling of the same kind of start the game, just like the second half. Hopefully the second half continues like the first half did.
Indeed. Mack led by 22 at one point. They lead now by 15, 49-34. And now here's Miller on that right wing looking for a drive underneath. Thomas gets up and jams it with the left hand. Boy, they had about a three-inch gap that pass could make it through. And then Thomas comes down, and he puts a roof up over Lane Duncan, and he swats that one out of bounds.
He was about 3 foot above him on that ball when he blocked that shot.
See, he has such a split personality, Kevin. He protects the rim on this side, and he harms the rim on this
side.
That's
exactly right.
There's a lob to the right corner. Gray tries a three, misses this one. Long rebound. Tracked down by Roundtree. Up ahead, Miller. And good hustle that time by Quinton Gray to get out on the run and knock it out of bounds. Roundtree left of the bucket along the baseline. And now they'll switch to the right side. And they'll give it to Miller to put it in play. Miller looking for Cuthbertson sliding through. Cuthbertson spins a 360, elevates, adjusts in the air, and throws it through. He's had about three shots just like that one.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's a very difficult shot that he just makes look so easy.
He's such a great leaper that he jumps up and then he decides, okay, what do I want to do now?
Yeah.
And here's a three by Lockich, misses this one. Mendy with a good rebound. Roundtree, though, strips him, and the loose ball goes to Duncan, who scores it. Duncan with 11. The margin, 17 for Mack, 53-36, 17-18 remaining in the second half. Roundtree, Miller, the guards out front. Now Cuthbertson in the right corner. Cuthbertson top of the key to Thomas. Thomas hit a three earlier. He is 50% for the season, 7 for 14. And now here's Thomas on the left wing. Drives, kicks to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson backs out, looking for a drive. Through the legs he goes. 4-3. Thomas down in the paint. Right in the middle of the paint. Hooks it up. Can't hook it in. And Mendy has a rebound. Mendy. Outlet to Torres. Torres bouncing across the timeline. Sets up shop on that left wing. Bullet pass underneath Lockich. And fouled on the floor before he scores it. Diallo set to come in. A foul going against Sean Roundtree. His first. And Jabril is going to check in for Amar Miller. And now here's Tyler Cole Ross getting in for Lamar Morgan.
Hey, Devin, sit.
16-46 remaining in the first half.
Thank you, Brad.
And there's a foul off of the inbound. And it's a shove by Mendy. First one on Giannis Mendy from Metting, France.
Hey, Jabril, you're
fine. 53-36. 17-point advantage for Mack. Largest lead's been 22. Roundtree running the point. Diallo going to play the off guard here. Tyler Cole Ross is a forward in the left corner. Here's Tree between the circles. Fires to Diallo. Now to Cuthbertson. And Zach looks to the right corner. Nobody there. Skips it over the left side. Roundtree fires. Drives it in. Misses. But as Thomas was above the rim for the rebound, looking like he might have an opportunity for a follow jam. Somebody undercut him and fouled him.
Yeah, Lockich actually put both hands on his back and kind of shoved him out of the way and got called for the foul there.
First foul on Lockich. 53-36. Mack lead. They've got the basketball with another try here. X cut down the lane. A lob to Cuthbertson. And Cuthbertson got above the rim. And he caught it about 6 feet out from the rim and just touched the rim. A little mini dunk on the follow through. That's some new stuff they put in about three games ago.
Yeah, I watched them work on that in practice the other day. And, boy, that's hard to stop.
That's the right corner three-pointer by Duncan. Somebody got a piece of it. Cuthbertson's got the ball now on the run. He's going to set it up in the half court. Fires to Diallo. Jabril, head of the circle, coming off the screen from Thomas to the right corner. And Roundtree sets for three and punches it in. Sean Roundtree with his first three of the game. He's got 15 points, and Mack is back up by 22, matching their largest lead of the game.
Come on, Ty! Shooter, Ty!
Larison Miller set to come in. Next dead ball. Curling off the screen, that's Torres. Ricky misses the three there. Rebound, Tyler Cole Ross. He's going to wind it back in the half court. Make sure he doesn't turn it over. Fires it across to Roundtree. Roundtree on the left wing. Head of the circle now. Sean keeps the dribble alive. Through the legs. Backs it out. Drives it in. Left-hand runner wouldn't go. A battle for the board on the deck. Lockett had it for a moment. Roundtree dives over him. Flying on the floor was Gray. Throws it up ahead. Duncan. Duncan driving on Cuthbertson, who fouled him on the floor.
Just to go.
Second foul on Zach. Story checking in along with Leros and Miller. 15-12 remaining in the second half of play, and Mack leads it by 22, 58-36. Thomas out, Roundtree out, Cuthbertson out. And a good round of applause by
yeah.
these fans. They know,
well
they know
deserved.
Good basketball.
That's right.
West Plains basketball. And standing there, Torres fires it into Lockett, who's covered by Leros. Lockett thinks that he can drive on him. Spins a 360. Hook shot won't fall. Rebound tapped out. And they say it's tapped out by Mack.
Come on, Justin.
So West Plains basketball. They've got it deep in the left corner. Ricky Torres is there. Slaps the ball between his right and left hand. Fires it into Lockett. Dribble weave handoff back to Torres. Torres backs it out, head of the circle, right wing pass to Origa. Origa to Butler. Butler top of the key, Lockett. Lockett trying to drive on Leros again. He ducks underneath him, and then Mark sends the shot out. And a loose ball taken by Origa. Origa slams his way inside. Loose ball on the deck. Origa squirts it back out to Torres. And I think they're going to catch Mack for a foul. Pouncing on someone during the loose ball situation.
Yeah, loose ball. I think he just kind of jumped over the top of one of the West Plains players and got called for the foul there for kind of piling on there.
Coach Strahey liked the hustle, though.
Yeah.
It was a hustle play. Just got called for a foul there. And an inbound by the Grizzlies. They lob it into Butler. Butler, mid-range jumper, right wing. Cash it in. Darnell Butler has four. Playing in his 13th game of the season, averaging 14.3 points per game. 58-38, Mack by 20, a bouncer to Story. Story has Leros, head of the circle, lobs it to him there. Over to the right wing, Diallo. And Diallo backs it out, looking for Leros, can't find him there. Tyler Cole Ross grabs it on the dribble weave handoff with 10-9. Ross stumbling his way into the lane, throws a juke, and then dodges over to his right side, missed it, and then fouled over the back. First foul on Tyler Cole Ross. 14-13 remaining in the second half. Mack still leads by 20. Ricky Torres from Pinellas Park, Florida, handling the ball. Just crossed the timeline. Miller closes out on him. Torres through the legs now. Dodges through a double team but lost the ball. Diallo ripped it off, saves it, and it slams into the bottom side of the basket, and that's where Leros grabs it. Hands it back to Jabril. Stop and go drive left side. Fouled on his way in. Jabril going to the free throw line. The loose ball usually finds the player that hustles the most.
Yep.
Yeah. Zach Cuthbertson agrees.
I was just watching here.
He gets to a lot of those loose balls.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
I was just watching here. It looks like a lot of the coaches coming out of the seed meeting, so we'll have those seats for you guys here in just a minute.
Oh, good deal. Yeah. We'll have those next dead ball. Kempin will give those to you.
All right.
Jabril Diallo at the line, tickles the twine. He's got nine.
Of course, those seeds are for the conference tournament that's going to be here, played here at Mack all next week.
Diallo hits both free throws. He's got 10. And 60-38. Mineral Area leads once again by 22 points. So there's Cuthbertson and Leros, Roundtree, Lamar Morgan, and Amar Miller. The lineup for Mack West Plains with the basketball. Mack leads by 22, 60-38. Left wing, ball in the hands of Blackwell. Blackwell guarded by Roundtree. Dribbles it back out between the circles. Sean sticking right on him. Blackwell keeps the dribble alive, throws it over to the right wing. Butler, Butler guarded by Morgan. Butler, little head fake, like he was going to shoot a three. He turns it down, eight on the shot clock, and Grizzlies are out of half court. Blackwell looking for a drive, and slapped away by Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson pokes it ahead, running up ahead.
Oh my goodness.
Cuthbertson just put Flockage on a poster.
Yes, he did.
And a drive by Butler as Laros gets called for the foul.
Lockage was going to try to defend him on that play, and Culperson said, no, sir. And he, and like you, I've never seen anyone get put on a poster like that. That was posterized.
He does that too many more times, and we're going to need a stretcher in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy moly. Might be the dunk of the year.
Nah, I'm telling you, I've got my vote.
Oh, my goodness. 62-38. And Zach Cuthbertson bringing the pain. Three-point jumper won't fall. Long rebound. Lockage with a drive. Scoots it over to Blackwell. Blackwell with a drive. And the ball off a mineral area foot and out of bounds. The Grizzlies average almost 90 points a game, Kevin. With 13 minutes left, they've got 38.
Yeah, Mineral's really got them out of sync here. And they're really trying to find some offense.
Butler off the inbound. He's got bodies flying at him from every direction. But he held the ball just long enough to get fouled and go to the free throw line. They're going to whistle that one on Morgan.
You know, one thing for sure is they've frustrated Lockage today, and that dunk over the top of him, I think, is going to frustrate him a little bit more.
Gosh. I think that's my favorite one this year. Yeah. Because Lockage was right there defending, and Cuthbertson just flew over the top and just jammed it right on his bean.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going to happen when he was going to defend him there. I didn't know. I thought he's either going to get dunked on or this could get ugly. And both happened. He got dunked on and it was ugly.
Butler hits both free throws. And he's got 6 points. Roundtree fires it to Morgan. Morgan in the left corner. 62-40. No look pass. Loose ball. And Cuthbertson touched the last. That one kind of pinballed around.
Yeah.
Now Tyler Cole Ross checks in. And Lamar Morgan checks out. I think there's an understanding. You commit a turnover, you're coming out.
Yeah.
But and there's also an understanding is as long as Luke Strege knows you understand that, you're going to come back in.
Yeah, he does that. He'll take him out. Okay. Yep. Yeah, all right. Now get over it. That happened. It's over. Now let's play.
Now, if West Plains had that policy, then Darnell Butler would be
yeah,
coming out.
Yeah, that's
right
exactly
now
right.
He just turned it
yes,
over.
Yes.
Out of bounds. And now Mack has the basketball back. Full court pressure by West Plains. Now, West Plains down 22. Really, their only chance is to speed this game up. But the bad news is, Mack's pretty good at playing fast, too. And now Miller's shoved down to the ground. And that whistle going on, Dwayne Origa.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many of the presses that have really bothered Minoray that much. In fact, a lot of times it kind of speeds them up and really gets that transition game going.
Mack always has 2 point guards on the floor.
Yeah.
They've got 4 point guards. And here's one of them right now, Sean Roundtree. Roundtree bounces to Tyler Cole Ross. He's got on the right wing, coming off the screen from Thomas. Tyler Cole with a little drive, stop and go, wouldn't go. And now the ball tracked down by TKR in the corner, throws it to Thomas, and Thomas goes up and pounds it down. He's fouled, and he's going to the line.
Tell you
why
what,
didn't I make my bet tonight about
yeah.
the number of dunks?
I tell you what. And that one is almost as impressive as the last one. And it was a great pass just to find him. And then, again, another foul. He dunked on the top of it. I don't know if that was Mendez. Who was that on?
Foul goes on Butler.
And Butler. Okay, on Butler.
And Thomas rings in the free throw, and he's got 12. Is it possible, Kevin, that this team at 23-0 is getting meaner and tougher?
It might be.
Down to the left corner. A drive by Blackwell. He's cut off, sends it to the left corner. Torres, three, won't go. A rebound by Tyler Cole Ross. Up the floor we go. Miller lobs it. And then just about brought down the house. Zach caught it with the right hand behind the rim, shifted it to the left and to both hands, tried to dunk it, and it just rattled in and out.
The fans are loving this game, I can tell you that.
Fun stuff. And it's 65-40, 25-point lead for Mack. We're going to keep it right here during this break. With 11:55 remaining in the second half, and the coaches have met, in fact, in a room just off of the basketball court here for the MAAA conference, and it looks like they've got the thing seeded for the MAAA next week.
Yeah, so the conference tournament seeds, one, it goes to Farming. This is on the boys' side, of course, the boys' side starting out. Farmington got the one seed. We didn't know for sure between them and Central, but Farmington, I think, had a pretty good year going
Central
on.
Central actually wins the regular season.
Yes.
But the body of work.
The body of work for Farmington, I think. So Central gets to North County with a big win over St. Jen. Ends up getting the 3 seed. West County 4, Potosi 5, St. Jen 6, 7 Valley Catholic, 8 Bismarck, 9 AV, 10 Valley Catholic, 11 Kingston, and then 12 Fredericktown on the boys' side.
The thing I look at is trying to deal with Bismarck as an 8 seed.
Oh, there's some really good seeds. I will get to the girls' side in just a little bit because that one's going to be even more harder to do. We'll get to that here in just a bit.
Sounds good. 11:50 remaining in the second half, 65-40. Mineral Area by 25 points. Highlighted by some pretty awesome dunks here in the second half. West Plains has the basketball. This is Blackwell, head of the circle now. Blackwell looking at a 2-3 zone, steps through it to Butler, down to the right corner, Torres. Torres up top to Lockage. Lockage for three, got it, splashed it in. So Stephen Lockage has one more three than he hit last time when he scored 30 against the Cardinals. 65-43, Mack by 22. Mack just had its largest lead of 25 points. Cuthbertson on the right wing, back cut Roundtree. That's a good recovery by Lockage, who is about 5 or 6 inches taller than Roundtree, but stayed with him.
Yeah, and it was a good deflection because otherwise that was going to be a layup.
So Lockage deflected it out of bounds, and Mack has the basketball. Grizzlies will play a zone off the inbound, bouncer into Thomas. Curls an underhanded pass to Miller. Miller going to dribble it back out high. He's on the right wing, outside of the arc, stop and go drive by Miller. Miller has this one pounded out of bounds. He tried to curl the pass around Blackwell, but Blackwell stayed with him the whole time and forced it out of bounds. Roundtree going to get along that baseline right of the bucket to put it in play. His four teammates stretch out from corner to corner. Thomas setting the screen. TKR comes off of it. Throw it over to the left corner. This is where Cuthbertson likes to work. And the three is a switch.
That's his corner. That's his spot.
Office, man.
Yep. That's his office.
19 points for Zach Cuthbertson. And that's his first three of the night. And 68-43. Mineral Area College is back on top by 25 as Blackwell has a nice drive down the right side of the lane. And he scores it. Miller on that left wing. Miller, top of the key. Roundtree trying to set a screen for Thomas. Thomas pops out, grabs the basketball. Back cut, Tyler Cole Ross. Now working back out to Miller, who spins a 360. And now Roundtree slashing through. Can't find him there. It's Thomas backing up for a three. And he bounced it high off the iron and couldn't get it to go down. Torres goes up to grab the rebound to Blackwell. Blackwell spins a 360. Thomas blocks the shot, but they're going to whistle him for a foul.
Yeah, I guess it must have been some contact with the body because he definitely had all ball up top, but must have been some body contact.
Thomas with his second personal. I've got him with a couple of blocks tonight. Averages 3.3 per game on the air, which puts him fifth in the country in that category. Marcus Blackwell to the free throw line, a 55% free throw shooter on the season, misses the first. Got another one coming. Blackwell averaging 7.5 points per game. He's got 5 tonight. Mack leads by 23 points and another tremendous defensive effort by this Mineral Area College team. 68-45. And the fans have loved it. Back to the stripe, Blackwell. He gets the second one. Out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies. Cuthbertson breaks it, bounces it to Thomas. Thomas. A big collision with Butler in midair. Butler was looking to block that shot. He got the worst of it. But Thomas is going to go to the free throw line. A foul's on Butler.
Yeah, Thomas was so strong. Butler tried to grab the ball, and Thomas was swinging the ball through. And Thomas kind of got swung through with him and ended up kind of falling laterally onto the ground pretty hard there. But it was definitely a foul.
But two shots upcoming for Thomas. You've got to think that head coach Chris Pope has just got to cringe every time one of his guys hits the floor the way the year's been for them. Thomas hits the free throw. He's got 13. 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures for Mack. Another one with 8 as Thomas hits both free throws. He's got some fans behind us.
Yeah.
70-46. Mack by 24. We're halfway through the second half of play. Torres has the ball slapped away. He recovers and gets it back. Roundtree diving to try to scrap it away from him again. Now over to the right wing. Lockich sets up at the head of the circle. Over to the left wing. Brown. Brown looking to drive it in. Cuthbertson tied him up, but going to get whistled. Roundtree's going to get whistled for the foul, I guess. Cuthbertson and Roundtree were both there defending. And that's the second one on Sean. Now Story comes to the free throw, or Story comes to the scorer's table, and he'll check in for Zach Cuthbertson, who's put together a tremendous night with 19 points. Miller sat for just a few minutes, and he checks in for Roundtree. Good game by Roundtree. He's got 15. 70-46. Mack leads at the free throw line. It's Isaiah Brown. He's out of Queens, New York. And he made the front end of the 1-on-1. He rattled it in, out, off the backboard, and back in again. Isaiah Brown has his first point. He did not play in the first meeting. He's out with injury, as many of them were. So Brown back to the line. And the second one's perfect. Isaiah Brown goes 2 for 2. Full court pressure by West Plains. Diallo in the backcourt, bounces to Miller. Miller in the middle of the backcourt now, surrounded by three defenders, plays to Jabril. Jabril back to Miller, crossing the half-court stripe. It's going to take one heck of a pressing team to get to this Mineral Area College team. 70-48, Mack by 22. Story's got it on the right wing. Story curling off a screen for Thomas, slashing down the left side of the lane. Absorbs the contact, misses the shot, but Thomas has the rebound and punches it off the window for two. He's got 16. Quickly up the floor, West Plains attacks, driving along the baseline, play it out to Butler in the right corner. Butler drives inside, works it back out to Blackwell for three, and connects. 9 points for Marcus Blackwell, a 49% three-point shooter on the year. He's got two of them here today. Story threw it over to Morgan, and it's out of bounds. I think Story was anticipating maybe Morgan would hold tight for a three-point shot in the corner, but rather Lamar was right. Headed to the goal.
And that time, you could say the pressure got to him, but boy, if that pass is an inch lower, that's probably another dunk.
Yeah, that's true. 72-51, Mack by 21 points. Quinton Gray dribbles it between the circles. Miller guarding him. Quinton keeps the dribble alive. Turns his back to the basket now and picked up the pivot foot. He sure did walk. 72-51. Mineral Area by 21 point, 8:44. Remaining in the second half. Mack trying to improve to 24-0 on the season. They are ranked fourth in the country. Right wing pass, Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson looking for Thomas. Finds him. Thomas, middle of the lane, and he operates down low just about as effectively as you can. Pivot. Defense goes by, and he lays it off the window.
He's darn near unstoppable in there.
Great move by Devin Thomas. He's got 18. Top of the key, Lockich. Lockich to the right side. Back to Lockich. Driving left side. Stops. Fires. Missed it. Battle for the board. Won by Thomas. Thomas surrounded by Grizzlies. Tries to dribble out of that traffic. And now they'll come back, and Devin throws the outlet to Miller. Miller, they'll look pass underneath. Cuthbertson got to the left side of the rim and put it in. Blackjack for Zach Cuthbertson. And probably, Kevin, his fifth shot that, as you put it, he makes look easy that nobody else on the floor could do.
Right.
Zach Cuthbertson just floats and fires. And he's got 21 to lead all scorers. 76-51. Mineral Area College by 25, matching their largest lead of the game, and will stay right here as we'll take a look at the girls' seeds for the MAAA tournament. Actually, starting on Saturday at both sites, and then the quarterfinals in all being played
here. They'll be opening round games, I think, for the girls' side of Valley Catholic, boys' side, I believe, at Bismarck. But to open it, this one's going to be, this could go a lot of ways. But I do agree with AV getting the one seed. They were the small school champion, but they did beat Farmington by one early in the season. Central just beat Farmington. Even though Farmington wins the large school conference, their one loss was to Central. Central does jump up to that two spot when Farmington into the three spot. Didn't know how it would go from there. St. Jen, North County, didn't know. But St. Jen's going to take the four spot and North County at the five. So that means they're going to have to do the play-in game. Fredericktown gets 6, Potosi 7, West County 8, Valley Catholic 9, Bismarck 10, Valley Caledonia was 9, Bismarck 10, Valley Catholic was 11, and then Kingston being 12.
Okay, there you go. So one thing I noticed, Potosi, the 7 seed, actually beat the 2 seed Central last week too.
And they,
so.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then Farmington and Franktown had a good, really close game. That could have went either way. And so they'll probably most look like they could be matched up. And then, of course, the St. John North County matchup could be very interesting. So some great matchups are going to be coming up here on both the girls and the boys' side.
Could be a little havoc.
Yeah, that's right. I like it.
76-51, Mack leads by 25. 7:47 remaining in our second half. West Plains basketball. This is Duncan on that left wing. Hands it off to Brown. Brown works it back outside. Blackwell driving, floating, firing, missed it. He got his own rebound, and as Cuthbertson tried to block the stick back, he fouled him. Cuthbertson has three personals, and Blackwell goes to the free throw line where he is 1-for-2 tonight. Blackwell played a pretty good game the first time these two met. That was January 16th, just a few weeks ago. He scored 14 in that first meeting, and Blackwell, averaging 7.5 on the year, has 10 tonight, so he's produced pretty well against Mack. 76-52. The margin is 24 points. Blackwell back to the line. Missed this one. Rebound tapped around, and that was taken by the 6'10 guy, Mark Leros. Miller, Leros, Morgan, Roundtree, Cuthbertson, the 5 on the floor. Miller's got it top of the key. Backs it out. And looks for it. The play call from Luke Streggy. Dribbles to the right wing, crossover, out to Leros. Leros with 10, the right wing Cuthbertson. Zach thinks about a three, turns it down, dribble alive, drives in, middle of the paint, steps to the middle of the paint, floats it up, missed it, off the rim though, got the rebound, stuck it back. Cuthbertson, too much bounce, too much muscle, too much heart. 23 points and headed to the line.
Boy, these post players for Mack, they really are hard to stop inside. Devin Thomas and Zach Cuthbertson. Those guys, when they get it to the basket, they're gonna score.
42 points between them tonight. Thank you, Lincoln Trail.
Zach, yes.
Coach Brian Spriggs transferring over from Lincoln Trail, and those two gentlemen come with him. In fact, Tyler Cole Ross didn't play there. He was sitting out, but he transfers from there as well. Three-point jumper missed by Brown. Backside rebound Morgan, 79-52. Mack by 27. Cuthbertson attacking the rim again, and Giannis Mendy stripped him on the way by.
Yeah, Mendy's made a great play to kind of poke at that ball on his way by. Otherwise, they were about to see another dunk.
I'm telling you, that rim did something bad to Zach this week. He's taking it out on it. Jabril Diallo right of the bucket along the baseline. Lob it into Morgan, but the ball is tapped away by Quinton Gray. And then buzzing into the backcourt, Amar Miller tracks it down. 79-52, Mack by 27 points. Miller head of the circle now. Laros posting mid-post right side. They'll clear it out. Miller has it available. Doesn't want the drive, though. 5 on the shot clock. Miller keeps the dribble alive. 4-3. Miller step back, 17-footer. Rattled it in and out. And jumping up for the rebound, Blackwell clears it for the Grizzlies. Up the floor to Brown. Brown in transition misses the layup. Rebound tapped around right back to Brown. Throws up another one over Leros. Missed it. Cuthbertson on the run. Throws it over to Miller. Miller now gets to the middle of the floor. And a spin by Leros. Can't hit that shot. But it's tipped up and in by Mark Leros. Leros has his first two. You know, that's a great example of even, and now another turnover, and Miller snatches it away in the backcourt. 81-52, Mack by 29. Miller head of the circle looking for a drive on Mendy, bounces it in the left corner. Cuthbertson, three-pointer.
Yes.
Swish! Zach Cuthbertson, 27 points, and 2-for-2 from the corner,
yes,
I might add.
Exactly.
Cuthbertson with 27 and a great find by Amar Miller. 84-52, Mack by 32. 5:25 remaining in the second half. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Ladies and It's a 32-point advantage for Mac over West Plains, a far cry from a double overtime game a few weeks ago.
Yes, this is all Mineral Area this game.
5:25 remaining in the second half. Mineral Area averages 86 points per game. They're going to blow right through that. West Plains averages 89.5 points a game. They're not going to get anywhere close. 5:25 remaining in the second half. And it's West Plains basketball. Five on the floor for Mac. Roundtree, Diallo, Story, Thomas, and Tyler Cole Ross. A drive along that left baseline. Duncan got inside but plays it back outside. And there's Ricky Torres looking for a drive. Torres dishes it off to Mendy. Wraparound shot won't go. And Thomas grabs a hold of the rebound. Tyler Cole Ross on the run. He's on that right wing. Ross looking for a drive. Crossover dribble. Drives inside. Plays it out. Roundtree. Open three. Bring it up. Sean Roundtree. His second three-point make. And 18 points for the tree. 87-52. Ever since West Plains led 21-20, it has been domination by Mack. Three-pointer that was missed by Gray. He tracks down the long rebound and plays it over to Giannis Mendy, who punches it off the window for two. 87-54. It was 87-52 just a moment ago. 35-point lead. Here's Tyler Cole Ross, goes behind his back, drives down the middle, bouncer to Thomas, and he goes up to the rim, and he hammers another one down. 20 points for Devin Thomas. If Sean Roundtree gets another bucket, Mack will have three players with 20 or more points tonight. They've got 89 points right now with 4 minutes remaining. A three-pointer by Brown, missed it long. Long rebound tracked down by Gray. Gray squirts it out to Torres. He's on the right wing. Torres fires it over to the left wing to Brown. Brown skips it to the right side, Gray. Gray looking for a drive, gets to the free throw line, and he scoots it underneath to Mendy. Mendy has his shot blocked by Story with a loose ball taken down by Brown, looking for a drive, and he walks with it. So 89-54, Mack by 25 points, 3:41 remaining in our ball game. And Luke Strege can't put his scrubs in because he doesn't have it.
No, he doesn't. That's the nice thing about this team is they're so deep. Is even when they sub, there's no fall off in this team. These guys are all good.
Tyler Cole Ross lobs it to Thomas. Thomas gets to the other side of the rim, and he pumps another one down. Double deuce for DT. He's got 22. And the ball slapped out of bounds as Jabril Diallo went out to defend Ricky Torres. What do we got, 8 or 9 dunks tonight?
Yeah.
Mark Laros checks in. Devin Thomas checks out. Good game by Devin Thomas. He gets a warm round of applause by the Cardinal fans, as does Sean Roundtree. 91-54. It's been an utter domination ever since West Plains led 21-20. Grizzlies basketball. This is Torres with it. Torres over to the right wing, Gray. Gray fires it back to the left side, Torres. They play catch out along the perimeter. Terrell Whitaker is in the ballgame for the first time. And this ball deflected by Mack and out of bounds. The Grizzlies have it back. Well, Mobley on the horizon. Huh?
Yep, it's going to be something.
That'll be on the road where the Greyhounds are stingy at home. The right corner, Torres misses the three. Long rebound, Miller. Miller pushing it up the floor. He's got a 3-on-3. Trailer, Tyler Cole Ross walked with it. TKR always has like a little like shuffle,
yes,
or
stutter.
I don't know what it is, but he probably walks sometimes. Other times it probably looks like he walks. 91-54. Mack leads this thing by 37 points. To the right corner, Quentin Gray tries to drive it in. He's sent right back outside, bounces it in for Torres. And Torres over to Lockage, who wraps it around on the reverse layup for points number 8 and 9. He had 30 last time. 2:35 remaining in our ball game. And Jabril Diallo running points. Diallo guarded by Whitaker, bounces to Laros, top of the key. Laros looking for a little activity from his teammates. Jabril comes off a screen and grabs it left wing. Over to the right wing, Miller. Miller looking underneath, nobody home. Omar sets up shot, top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Amar slashing through. Great screen by Laros. And that's a layup on the right side. Amar Miller with 6. And 93 56. Largest lead for Mack, once again at 37 points. Whitaker on the left wing, and he gets it over to Isaiah Brown, who goes right down the middle and jams it in for his first field goal. 93-58. Less than two to play. It's been all Mineral Area from about the 8-minute mark of the first half on. This is Diallo cradling it. Right hand, left hand, bounce, bounce. Now hands it off to Laros, and Mark drives in right of the lane. Hey, Mark missed another layup on the right side. A near turnover, and now it is a turnover, and here's Diallo out in front, and he hammers that one down. Jabril's got 12. Mack leads 95-58. I didn't think we'd get to 100, but we've got a chance now as Lockich lays it up on the left side. 1-12 remaining in regulation. 95-60. Diallo driving left to the lane, curls it out to Tyler Cole Ross. KR on the left wing. Valeris comes out to meet him. 55 seconds left. 12 seconds remaining on the shot clock. TKR slashes through, bounces to the right corner. Story into the ball game, and finger rolls it in on a strong drive. And now Tyler Cole Ross is the only player to have that has not scored in this ball game. For Mack, here's Brown now. Brown tries to take it down the middle. Miller stays in front, fires it down to the left corner. That's to Gray. Now to Torres, bouncing it through. Whitaker's fouled. Whitaker going to the free throw line. Luke Strange going to pass out some instructions here.
I think he's going to tell him no more shots. Yep, here, no more shots. Just bring it down and hold it. There's a 31.3 on the game clock, so might be a second differential depending on how this free throw goes.
97-61. But Max just dominated this.
Boy,
team.
They have.
Whitaker made the free throw. He's got another one upcoming. Here's the second. Got them both. So Terrell Whitaker gets in the scoring column. And now with a half a minute remaining, Mack going to dribble it out. Improved to 24-0 on the season. Inside the court, Ross had a 2-on-1. But Luke Strege told him specifically, no more shots. So 18 seconds left in our ball game. Justin Story dribbling it out. And the Mineral Area College faithful showing their appreciation for another game well played. And another game that Mineral Area can stave off a first loss, 97-62. 1 second remaining. And West Plains says, run the clock. This one's over. We're getting on the bus. 97-62. It's all Mack tonight. We've got your post-game show on the other side of this 2-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Overman, Athletic Director for Mineral Area College. I'd like to invite you, your family, and friends to join us as we celebrate Cardinal Fever during homecoming on February 25th. We'll have an alumni reunion, MAC memorabilia, and halftime fun for kids. But most of all, come cheer on the MAC Cardinals against State Fair. The first 700 fans through the door will receive a free MAC homecoming t-shirt. It's all happening at MAC's homecoming on February 25th. We'll see you there.
It's all Mineral Area College tonight as they improve to 24-0 on the year. West Plains falling to 10-13 on the season. The Grizzlies pushed Mineral Area College to double overtime at the game at West Plains. Nothing close here tonight. West Plains hit a few early threes, Kevin. They had enough gumption to lead 21-20, but Mac went on a surge over the final 8 minutes and 30 seconds of that first half, outscoring West Plains 27-6. The defense fueled it, sharing the ball on the offense. The transition game was very good, and it was over at that point.
Tell you what, if you're a fan of watching some good basketball, come and watch these Mineral Area Cardinals, because maybe take out that first few minutes. That was some of the best basketball. That was fun to watch. I think the fans have really enjoyed it. A lot of people's reactions here after the game are just wow. Wow, what a game.
Doesn't it feel like there were some people in the building maybe for the first time this year, and they said, oh, this is what this is all
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I think so. You know what? Another thing, too, I think there's quite a few scouts here, too, the recruiting scouts out here looking at players. I think I've seen about 3 or 4 different ones. And if they're here looking at some Mineral Area players, boy, they gotta like what they see.
Got a lot of good ones to look at.
They got a lot of good ones to look at.
Let's go through the scoring now. Stephen Lockett scored 30 points in the previous meeting between these two, and he once again led the Grizzlies in scoring, but he had 11.
That's a pretty big difference.
Lane Duncan also had 11. 10 points for Marcus Blackwell. Quinton Gray gets 5. Terrell Whitaker with 2. Ricky Torres scores 7. Isaiah Brown with 4. And Giannis Mendy has 6, along with Darnell Butler with 6 points. The Mineral Area College Cardinals got 27 from Zach Cuthbertson. Devin Thomas with 22. So the starting front line for Mac combines for 49 points. Sean Roundtree goes for 18. Lamar Morgan had 8. 12 for Jabril Diallo. Lamar Miller scores 6. Justin Story with 2. And Mark Leros also contributing a pair tonight. The Mineral Area College Cardinals improved to 24-0 on the season. Here's the man that engineers the whole thing, Luke Strege, joining us now. Coach, at the 8-minute, 30-second mark, West Plains at a 1-point lead, 21-20.
Wow.
Your team finishes the first half on a 27-6 run. It felt like defense fueled the whole thing for you.
So we got stops and loose balls and 50-50 balls, and then we just attacked the rim. I think we took 3 threes in that first half. So, excuse me, drink a lot of water during a game. I'm so fat and out of shape. I mean, I just sit down at that water cooler the whole time.
So you only attempted 3 threes.
As far as I know, we took 3 threes in that first half because we just relentlessly attacked the rim, and that's what we wanted to do was attack the rim, attack the rim, attack the rim, attack the rim. And then, in the second half, we came out a little bit again, and then we shot a couple jumpers, and then the guys settled in, and we attacked the rim, attacked the rim, attacked the rim. Great crowd, great energy from our guys, and we've matured a little bit in that situation earlier in the year, up by, 20 or something like that at half. We would have taken our foot off the gas a little bit and not defended, and then, offensively not attacked like we should. I thought we matured a little bit and played a little we just were relentless. I think it's a good word for how we were today.
Do you think that it's maybe these guys are becoming aware of how special this thing can be and how, obviously they've committed to it anyway, but maybe kind of reaffirmed that commitment and said, hey, if we really do this, this could be really special here.
So, I think we talked yesterday a little bit about Courtney Hargraves passing away and how important it is to value every single game that we have as a family, because we're only promised 7 more. Like, there are only we're only promised 7 more nights where this group gets to play together. I think they enjoy being out there together. I think they love it. And we talked about that like you can't take for granted any opportunity that you get to spend with your brothers and with your family. And in practice, they've been very good. You know, when we talked about that yesterday in practice, boy, they competed and then they smiled and they had fun together. So I think right now they're just enjoying the day. I think they're enjoying being together, playing basketball, having fun, winning basketball. And I think that they're just like they're lost in it right now. Like they're just lost in it. They don't know any. They're just having the rides of their lives right now. They're lost in it, and I'm just the bus driver.
It's a fun bus. Based on your meeting with them last time, did you modify anything defensively, or did the guys just turn it up?
We did some things differently. But for us, a lot of times, it's about effort. We stressed a couple things that when you get more tape on them and, you know, they beat us on the offensive glass. And this is, I shouldn't tell you this, but after their last game in the newspaper, they talked about their next game against Moberly. Now, they didn't play Moberly next, but their coach talked for a whole paragraph about how good Moberly was. Like, they didn't even know who they played next. And, I try to find anything I can to use.
You got to use that stuff, right?
You know what? They didn't even know. Like we just we're playing the disrespect card a little bit because, you know, it's like Moberly this, Moberly that. They didn't even know they played us. And I used it. And, right now our guys feel like we can compete with anybody in the country on any given day, and yet we haven't been given anything. Like everything is earned. We're thankful for everything but entitled to nothing. And they're just enjoying the day and playing together and knowing that we got 7 more days as a family.
How's Darius doing? First time he didn't start, first time he didn't play.
Yeah.
Just 2:30 him a little bit,
So 6:45 this morning, I get a text message, and it's from Darius. And he just has an infected tooth. So I don't want to see it. But evidently Nathan says it is really, really bad. So he has to have it pulled. He doesn't have enough money right now to go to the dentist and have the tooth pulled. So because he doesn't have dental coverage in Missouri through his father's insurance. So he got stuck in a tough spot where, you know, they give him whatever you give him for an infection and then to take aspirin. And it was just this morning. So his mouth is all swollen up. And for me, it was a rough day because he is my security blanket. Last year it was Daniel Nora, where I could look at Daniel and he knew what I wanted, and I knew he was going to communicate that and we were going to do that. For me this year, that's Darius. And if something is going wrong, I can talk to Darius and say, Black, we got to do this. And the rest of the guys will listen to him and he can express it for me. So he's my security blanket a little bit. I had a rough day today just getting over that and getting through and figuring out what we're going to do. Amar Miller's energy just was outstanding. Jabril Diallo played both guard spots tonight, and I thought he was outstanding attacking the rim. He really gets us going. He's so strong. By Saturday, Darius will be fine. He just needs a couple days to get the whatever they give you for an infection in his body, and then it'll go back, and then once, you know, he gets around to get some money, he's going to have the tooth yanked, and we'll probably do that maybe next week when we've got a week off.
I hope he feels better. Tyler Kohlrausch, you welcome him back into the fold tonight. Didn't score, but did some things, and seemed like he fit in pretty well. You see things that I don't, but, you know, whatever.
Well, offensively, Tyler is so gifted. He can really pass. He's a big guard who can really play. So offensively, he helps us a lot. You know, he was lost out there. His head was spinning defensively, like he wasn't even close. But we were able, you know, it's nice to have a game like this because I was able to get him extended minutes where he might have played 3 if the game was close. And tonight we were able to get him like 15 or 20 and just get his feet wet a little bit. And just remember when I yell a certain defense, what he's supposed to get to, he had no clue. Like the first couple of possessions, he was just so happy to be out there, I think, that he was just kind of running around.
And a puppy, huh?
He was in no clue what he was doing. But luckily we were able to get away with it. And then offensively, man, he can pass. Like, you know, he has to get even a little more selfish, I think, because he can really score. But you know, he's finding guys at the rim. He's a great passer. He's unselfish, and he really helps us. And so now we throw him into the fold, and we get a little bit deeper. Boy, it's a great time to pick up a free agent.
Yeah, I'd say.
You know, here at the end.
We hyped it up so much the first time around, and it was fun hyping it up. And it worked because this place was as packed and loud as
awesome.
I've ever seen it.
Yep, tonight was great, though, too.
But now you go on the road to Moberly, and I'm talking about that matchup.
Yeah.
You knocked them off kilter a little bit. They lost their next game, otherwise unblemished.
Yeah.
But it's going to be at Moberly, and I think it's going to be a whale of a ball game. Give us an early thought on that, if you would.
Well, two teams slugging it out, right? Like first team to 70 wins type game. Or if you can score points, you got a good chance to win that game because both teams are really going to guard you and defend and play really, really hard. So, you know, we're going to go upstairs right now and meet on them and get started, and then we'll have two great days of prep for them. They're tough athletes. I mean, shoot, everybody saw them. They're really, really good. They're really, really good. And we're going to go to their gym. And then our job on the road is just to make it a two-minute game where we've got a chance and then try to steal one. That's it. I think last year we did the same thing. We were down a bunch throughout the game. Late, we pressed. We got a couple turnovers. Daniel Norrell took a charge, and we won the game on that charge, I think, by two or three. So on the road, we just got to try to steal one, and it's just one game. So, you know, we're not going to make too much of one region game. But just a great opportunity to play a great team in a great town with a great coach, and we're gonna go try to steal another one.
24 now, way to go!
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous, isn't it? And I'm starting to feel it, that it just is. It's so insane that I don't want it to stop, and I just am obsessed with it. I can't stop thinking about it, and I don't want to get off this ride.
Good place to be. Congrats, coach.
Thank you.
Luke Strege joining us on our post game. And, well, 24-0, and the Cardinals as sharp tonight as perhaps we've seen them all year to that 8-minute mark to halftime. West Plains just really couldn't get anything done, and Mack was setting up to the rim, and I think it's a great way to play setting up for that trip to Moberly, Kevin.
Cannot wait for Saturday now. It's going to be fun. I know he says it's just one game, and but it's an important one, and it'd be if you get that one, I tell you what, you're setting yourself up for a real possible run here at the end. I mean, you know, but he is right though. If you don't get it, 24-1, you're still in good shape.
Yeah, exactly. So we're looking forward to that. We'll have the women on the air, 4:45 pregame show, and then we'll have the men's game after that. The women, by the way, lost tonight at Arkansas Baptist, 72-69. Tough luck game down there. But the Mineral Area College men undefeated at 24-0. My thanks to Christian Cooper back in the studio. My thanks to Kevin Thurman. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
We're open.
What's open?
Flex Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ludington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ludington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ludington exit, Highway 67. Flex Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ludington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ludington.